Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. As most listeners will be well aware, we started the year with some unexpected tax news. In late January, the federal government announced a series of changes to the Stage 3 tax cuts, cuts which it had helped pass itself while back in opposition in 2019. So what has changed? Who is set to benefit? And what will this mean for everyone's pay packets in the near future? To answer those questions and to help us take a deeper dive into all things Stage 3 tax cuts, I'm pleased to say that we are joined today by friend of the pod and Director of Tax Communications at H&R Block, Mark Chapman. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a great pleasure, Tom. How are you?
Very well, although I think Stage 3 tax cuts is going to be a bit of a tongue twister for today, so hopefully you can say it a little bit better than I can. Mark, to start us off, I think we're going to need to rewind a couple of years. So why were these Stage 3 tax cuts proposed in the first place?
Yeah, well, as you say, these tax cuts date back to 2019 originally. They were introduced by the Liberal government under Josh Frydenberg as treasurer. And basically, they were introduced in a time when the economy looked very different, when the world economy looked very different. There was no hint of recession. There was no hint of war. The coffers were very full, and therefore, the coalition was basically looking to, what it would do once it achieved its back to the black budget, and it wanted to basically stimulate the economy through tax cuts. Now, it did that by introducing this three-stage tax plan. So stages one and two have already happened. That basically involved the introduction and then the dismantling of the low middle income tax offset, which is probably fondly remembered by many of your listeners. However, stage three was basically intended to purely benefit higher income taxpayers, and it was supposed to be introduced from the 1st of July 2024. Now, the Labour government, obviously, the Labour opposition at that point was very much under pressure to back these tax cuts, but I think it's fair to say that there were some reservations, and those reservations have merely grown in the intervening period. The economy is not as strong, as robust as it was in 2019. Mm. We're looking at massive inflation. Great price pressures on taxpayers in terms of increased mortgage rates, increased fuel prices, food prices, etc. And I think it was generally felt that as they were originally introduced, that these tax cuts were simply not sustainable in the current environment.
So, Mark, before we get into the changes that Labor's recently made, can you give us a sense of what the Stage 3 cuts, would have looked like in their original form? So I guess what was set to change in the way of tax rates and tax brackets? And, you've already kind of mentioned this, but who would they have benefited the most?
Yeah, well, from the 1st of July 2024, under the original proposal, the 37% marginal tax rate was to be abolished for those who were earning more than $120,000 a year. And the 32.5% tax rate was to be reduced to 30% for people earning between $45,000 and $200,000. So this would, in effect, have meant that there'd be a single 30% tax bracket for everyone earning between $45,000 and $200,000. So basically, if you were earning above $200,000, the current 45% tax rate would be retained. So, as they were originally designed, the tax cuts delivered most of the benefits to those on the highest incomes. So, for example, if you were earning less than $45,000, you didn't get anything at all. If you were earning, say, $80,000, you received only $875. But if you were earning, say, $200,000, you got a whopping $9,075 tax cut under those originally proposed tax cuts.
So that was the original form, but now they look a little bit different. So how has the Labor government revised these cuts? And I guess, have they given us a bit of a sense as to why as well? Is that going into what you mentioned earlier on, Mark, in terms of the different shape of the economy?
Yes, exactly. So basically the total package has been redesigned to shift the benefits to lower and middle income taxpayers. Because remember, under the original package, low and middle income taxpayers benefited through the introduction of the low and middle income tax offset. But that was only temporary. That went away a year or two ago. And therefore, low and middle income taxpayers haven't really benefited at all from this package. So as it's been redesigned, most of the benefit now flows to lower and middle income taxpayers, and that will hopefully help to address the price pressures that many people are suffering in terms of interest rates, fuel prices, food prices, etc. So basically, the new package involves a cut in the lowest tax rate. So that's 19% at the moment. That will go down to 16%. And therefore, if you're earning up to $45,000, you'll save $804. There's been a cut in a 32.5% rate to 30% for incomes between $45,000 and $135,000. The 37% rate is going to be retained. Remember, that was basically going to be abolished under the old tax cuts, so that's going to be retained. But the threshold will increase to $135,000. And the current 45% tax rate, as with the original package, is going to be retained. But the threshold will increase to $190,000, which is $10,000 less than in the original design. So basically, the effect of the redesign is that those on the highest incomes, say you're on $200,000, will now only benefit by $4,546 as opposed to $9,075. So you'll still get a tax cut if you're one of those higher income earners. You still get quite a big tax cut if you're on a high income. But it's going to be roughly half of what it was originally. And the money that's saved there has been shoveled down the line to lower and middle income taxpayers who will generally benefit to a far greater extent.
Can you give us an example at all, Mark, as to what that extent will be in terms of what people on, I guess, lower or middle incomes can expect in the way of a tax cut?
Yeah, well, if you've got a taxable income of $40,000, you're originally not going to benefit at all under the Stage 3 tax cuts. Now, under these revised tax cuts, you'll actually benefit to the tune of $654. Therefore, you're going to be $654 better off. If you're a fairly typical middle-income taxpayer and you're earning $80,000, you're originally going to get a tax cut of $875 under the original Stage 3. Under this revised Stage 3, you'll get a tax cut of $1,679. So therefore, you'll be $804 better off with this package than under the old one. And basically, that $804 is how much you'll be better off, basically anywhere between $50,000 and $120,000. You only really start to see taxpayers potentially losing out as a result of these changes once you get to those higher income brackets. So, for example, if you are currently earning $160,000, you would have got $4,675. You will now get $3,729, which is basically a reduction of $946 in your tax cut. You'll still get a tax cut, but it will only be $3,729 rather than $4,675.
I think that's a good way to frame it. Mark, at the time of recording, I believe that the revamp cuts are still working their way through Parliament. So assuming that they are passed, when are the new changes actually set to kick in? And will people, I guess, see a difference in their pay slip straight away, or will they need to wait a little bit for those to actually kind of take effect?
Yeah, so the new tax rates are due to kick in on the 1st of July this year. So that's about 3 months away. And people will see the benefit of this straight away, unlike the low middle income tax offset, which was a tax offset which you claimed through your tax return, and therefore you didn't get it until basically nearly a year after. This will flow through in your pay packet every fortnight or every month, etc. And therefore, from the 1st of July, you will see that the amount of tax which you pay will go down. And the amount of cash which you have to actually go and spend will go up. Therefore, there's a pretty much immediate impact in terms of this tax cut from the 1st of July.
Well, I'm sure everyone's going to be looking at those pay slips closely and hopefully with a smile on their faces if they're getting a cut.
No doubt.
I think that's an excellent place to wrap things up for today. So thank you so much for giving us such a great rundown. It's been a pleasure having you on, as it always is.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, we'll be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.